This is the Farm Doctor Weekly Podcast brought to you by Wayne County Farm Bureau and New Lisbon Broadband Communications.
Good morning. Welcome to today's program. Today, my guest, Mr. Brandon Lovett of CoAlliance. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning, John.
I haven't had the privilege of meeting with you before. You're a first-time guest. You're an agronomist with CoAlliance. And so tell the folks out there, where are you from? Because I've not run into you, you know, over my span here, but tell everybody where you're from, how long you've been with CoAlliance or previously before that Harvestland, but give us a little bio there, Brandon.
Yeah, I've been in the cooperative system for about 23 years, and I actually live in Henry County, Indiana. Middletown is the town I reside in, and my family and I, we raise Angus cattle, boar goats, and we bale a lot of hay, so got a little bit of a farm background at home, as well as my experience with CoAlliance. So at CoAlliance, my responsibilities have been a multitude of different things. But currently today, I serve as an agronomist for the Regions 5 and Region 6, which would be Eastern Indiana and Ohio.
And we'll get into that. And your responsibilities as an agronomist with CoAlliance are?
So I actually am a coach and a mentor to our sales folks with CoAlliance, and I spend a lot of time with our location managers. And my job is to really help to educate the people that work at CoAlliance, help them understand what's going on in the field, help them identify problems, and help them find solutions for our patrons to make sure that we have a good crop in East Central Indiana and Ohio.
CoAlliance has certainly went through some changes here in the recent months. You want to expand a little bit on that and what benefits you think that brings to your customers and to your growers that you're working with?
Yeah. We've gone through a few changes. We're a little larger than we were, let's say, 6 months ago. We've got a lot larger footprint covering a lot more of the state of Indiana, let's say. Really, though, the main thing that I look at is we are still a farmer-owned cooperative. We are still locally owned by our patrons here in East Central Indiana. And, yeah, we've seen a few changes here. But at the end of the day, you know, what it's allowed us to do is just to expand the resources that we can bring to our local growers. We've got a lot more resources out here as we merge two co-ops together, and those resources do nothing but strengthen our position for our local growers.
So here we are, you know, we're at the end of June. Been a crazy year getting the crop out, a little late maybe in getting some of the crop out because of the weather, a little wet. Certainly in the last few weeks, a lot of humidity, a lot of heat, a lot of rainfall. Where's this crop at right now today?
I feel really, really good about the crop, John. It's probably, in my opinion, we've had some challenges, but probably one of the best crops we've had over the last few years as far as a start. We've probably got the best plant stands. We had probably the best and most uniform emergence of the crop as it came out of the ground. Less drowned out spots than I've seen for quite a while. So I really, really think we've got a very strong start to the 2021 crop year. And I feel very good about it.
Did you have any replants anywhere in your area? Because, you know, this year you always hear that, you know, guys changing seed up, you know, go to a shorter season. You just didn't hear a lot about any of that stuff and replants.
Yeah, we've had a few here and there. There always is a couple days in the year when we probably should have stayed home, and this year we had a couple small replants, but really nothing like what we've seen over the last several years. I feel like it's probably one of the best starts we've had in quite a while.
What's your concern this day forward today, going, like I said, you know, we're approaching the 4th of July with the crop now. What would be your concerns? I mean, I know diseases and things of that nature. And what are you telling your guys?
Yeah. Well, One of the big things that we've got going on right now in the corn crop is as you drive around and you take a look at the crop, we see some yellow fields of corn. And I call it the awkward teenage years of a corn plant's life. And a lot of what you're seeing when you see yellow corn out there is potentially sulfur deficiency. And, John, if you think about it, you know, we don't have coal-burning factories anymore. We don't have trains running up and down the tracks burning coal. And we have a sulfur deficiency throughout much of the state of Indiana and Ohio. So when we look at that, we need to supplement sulfur into the system somehow, some way. The unfortunate thing is there's nothing that we can really spray over the top today that's going to give us the results that we want. A lot of this sulfur addition that we need to put into the crop needs to happen before planting or at planting. And we can do that with products like in row starter ammonium thiosulfate. The reality of it is, though, once that corn plant gets a root system developed we start to get roots down into, let's say, 12, 18 inches of the soil profile, that plant will find the sulfur. We just don't have sulfur in the top, 3, 4, 5 inches of the soil profile. So supplementing some source of sulfur into the system really helps that crop stay green until it gets enough of a root system underneath it to start to access what's in the subsoil.
Brandon, let's take a short break. When we come back, I'll fire some more questions at you.
The spring planting season is here, and farmers in Wayne County are returning to their fields and roadways to travel to and from work. The Wayne County Farm Bureau reminds all drivers to be alert and patient with farm equipment on the roadways. Most tractors and equipment are considered to be slow-moving vehicles, which means they travel at 25 miles per hour or less. Be prepared to slow down and allow plenty of time to get to your destination this planting season. Caution and care are required by everyone. Let's all get home safely today.
It's that time of year when we clean out the dirty, dingy areas of our home and get rid of things we don't use anymore. So while you're doing spring cleaning, do you open up your windows to get that fresh, clean spring feeling in your home? Well, you can do the same thing with your internet. It's time to freshen up your internet with a feeling of reliability and speed. It's like having your internet give you that same refreshing feeling of lying in a hammock with a slight breeze on a beautiful spring day. Get that same feeling with your internet right now at NLBC.com. NLBC, your life connected.
Back now with Brandon Lovett of Co-Alliance, and Are you seeing your customers? Are they going to throw money at this crop? I mean, prices are great. We're setting ourselves up for yields are going to be good. So are you seeing that more so than in years past? Are guys saying, hey, I'm going to go all out on fungicides. I'm going to, go with some nutritionals over the top. I'm going to do, are you seeing that?
Yeah. I think a year like this, where we got really, in my opinion, one of the best starts we've had for a while, it's time for growers to consider to put your foot on the gas. And what I mean by that is products, again, like fungicides or late season supplemental nitrogen is an option there. There's several things that you can do for this crop to really, again, put your foot on the gas and try to get the most out of it that we can. I mentioned before, excellent plant stands, uniform emergence, we're really starting off strong, and these crops are going to respond to some additions of, again, fungicide applications, micronutrients, additional nitrogen down the road, those types of things.
So. One thing we haven't really had a chance to talk about, even on the show in the past few weeks, and it's getting that time, wheat is just about ready to go. Have you worked with a lot of guys that's got some wheat acres out this year? And what's that, those yields looking like in your estimation?
Yeah, I see some really, really strong fields out here. It's really pretty tough to, estimate wheat yields at this point until the combines start to roll. But I do feel like we've got a really strong wheat crop out here. I think one of the things that I look at around wheat is the ability, if we can get the wheat harvested, get the straw off, with these strong commodity prices in soybeans, this may be a good year to double crop soybeans. Get those beans out, get them up and running, Take care of them just as you would your first crop. And with strong commodity prices, I think there's some profitability to be made with double crop soybeans this year.
Pricing has been really, really good, you know, for quite a while now, whether, you know, for whatever reason. I guess I want your thoughts maybe on why has it remained strong in the sector? I mean, you know, you'd have heard all the reasons, whether it was South America, where the country was oversold, the drought out west. I mean, what's driving the markets, in your opinion, your estimation?
I don't know if any of us really know, John. That's a loaded question. I mean, if any of us knew the answer to that question, you know, there's a lot of money to be made not even putting a crop out here. You could sit at your desk and make some money on commodity prices the way that we've seen them. You mentioned as we prepared for this, you know, a swing up and a swing down. You know, it's just all over the board. So I don't have a good answer yet as to what's driving prices either up or down at this point. But, you know, the way I look at it is as a farmer myself, and I work with a lot of growers every day, is there's an extreme advantage in the market right now for us to return some very, very good money on our investment with the opportunities we see at hand with these commodity prices.
And do you foresee that staying strong?
You know, again, you know, I wish I could had an answer to that. You know, I'm in agronomy. My role is really to help make sure we produce the best crop. You know, if I don't have a good answer for you around, you know, whether these prices are going to stay strong. I do know what history tells me, and you know, take advantage of opportunities when they are strong, and you know, don't feel like these commodity prices are going to be here forever. We've all seen that happen throughout our careers.
Do you have a lot of growers that's really becoming aggressive this year in hedging a crop for next year?
I believe so. I think there's people that are taking advantage of, definitely taking advantage of the opportunities at our hand.
Brandon, it's been good talking to you. I wish you all the success with CoAlliance, and CoAlliance all the success. I appreciate you taking the time to come here.
Yeah, thank you, John.
That wraps it up for this week's show. Join me again next time. Until then, everyone, stay healthy and keep safe. So long.
You've listened to the Farm Doctor Weekly Podcast, brought to you by Wayne County Farm Bureau and New Lisbon Broadband Communications.